their celebrity status and for their campaign. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox pointed out John James posting this picture from last fall, trying to make it look like he was at the Tigers opener on Friday in Detroit. And again, the quote he said was, "Methinks he is covering up and trying to evade." I use the old English in honor of the Detroit Tigers, Mike Cox said. Well, the executive director of the communist group Progress Michigan, Justin Mendoza, said we should expect honesty from our elected officials, but that's hard to come by in today's Republican Party. John James has lied about his vote to kick Michiganders off their health care coverage, and now he's trying to deceive us as to where he even is. Well, John James spokesperson Hannah Osentowski, God bless you, Hannah. You have got a tough job. She came up with a pretty good quip back. This is actually kind of cute. In getting a phone call from Craig Mauger, the Detroit News reporter, wanting a response from the campaign as to why John James posted an old picture at Comerica Park with his boys. Hannah said, John James wasn't at the resurrection of Jesus either, but we're still posting about it. Oh, that's a good one, Hannah. Because, of course, over Easter weekend, John James and many others posted about Jesus, Easter. He has risen. Happy Easter, whatever. But we're still posting about that as well. Funny, funny, funny. Well, guess who else posted an old Tigers picture? Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. She attended a Tigers game years ago, and she posted it on her social media on Friday as well. Oh, this is so funny. Well, guess what Perry Johnson did? He went Facebook Live from Comerica Park. In his live video, he said, I'm sure the Turks and Caicos is very nice this time of year, but I'm loving it here in Detroit on opening day with my son. Go Tigers. Short video snippet Perry Johnson put out there on social media. This is going to get really interesting really quick. Why? Because 2 weeks from tomorrow, Tuesday show, April 7th, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the filing deadline for signatures. Bureau of Elections, Allegan Street down in Lansing. These candidates are going to have to turn in their signatures. Bureau of Elections will then have to start going through the signatures, validating them, checking them, to make sure that they have a good percentage rate of good signatures by registered voters in the right counties on the petition sheets. 2 weeks from tomorrow, April 21st, we're going to find out which of these candidates that are allegedly running for governor, whether or not they're going to have enough signatures to make it on the ballot. Now, you may remember 5 Republicans back 4 years ago in 2022 were dubbed by a fraudster posing as a Republican petition circulator. These candidates hired this fraudster. He turned out to be a Democrat, and he was using the same signatures on five different gubernatorial candidates' petition sheets. As a result, Perry Johnson, Donna Brandenburg, Markey, Detroit former police chief James Craig, they were all kept off the ballot. Well, Perry Johnson has hired paid circulators that were vetted by John Yab, his consultant, and they were trained to do a text verification. If you were going to sign a Perry Johnson's nominating petition sheet, you had to give your cell phone number to the circulator. They'd ask you what county you lived in. They'd ask if you were a registered voter. They'd have you sign it. Well, then they turn right around and ask for your cell phone number. They would text you. They would text you, and then they would absolutely verify that you are, in fact, a registered voter and that you lived in the county for the sheet you signed on. When you replied back with the text, if you said you lived in a different county, they would draw a line through that signature on the wrong sheet, pull out a new sheet for your county, and have you sign that one. I suspect Perry Johnson will be turning in probably about 95% good signatures for his campaign. Honestly, he might even make headlines. He might even make headlines of having the highest percentage of good signatures in the history of our candidates running for governor. It's going to be very interesting. And again, that is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So, last little story. Let's see. I got time. Yeah, I can get this one in. And this is kind of interesting because this has probably, I'm going to say, somewhat of a, all I can say is she was running for U.S. Senate and it could have sunk her run for U.S. Senate. U.S. Congresswoman Hillary Schlotten, Democrat from Grand Rapids, in a post on social media, shared some personal news that her husband has filed for divorce. The letter says that Schlotten has grown an extra chamber in my heart for moms and dads who have gone through what she's experiencing. And she honors and fights for them. I'm working for a future where we all can have more choices and say in our lives. More affordability, better job opportunities, better health care, cleaner water, and safer communities. Talking to West Michigan, I've got your back. Thank you for having mine. And then she posted a very heartfelt letter to her constituents on her family matter. This came out on Friday, April 3rd. And in the letter, she explains in some personal grief how things are happening in her life. Well, basically, as a result, she had somewhat a thought of running for U.S. Senate as a Democrat for U.S. Senate this year. Those hopes have all gone away. So now this is going to be basically a three-person race on the Democrat side. The Muslim, Abdul El-Sayed, he basically destroyed his campaign, having that video recording leaked out to his campaign staff. This is going to come down basically to State Senator Mallory McMorrow and the other Congresswoman Haley Stevens. Haley Stevens has a lot of money, most of it from Washington. Being a U.S. Congresswoman, she has access to a lot of donors from Washington, D.C. State Senator Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak, she's getting most of her donations from people here in Michigan. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. So this is something that we want to just make mention of it. We wish her and her family the best, but she's going through a divorce, and God be with her. Don't want to see anybody go through this, especially a U.S. Congresswoman. But it could clarify the Democrat candidates running for U.S. Senate. And final thought real quick, whether it's Perry Johnson's coattails, whether it's Anthony Forlini's coattails as Secretary of State, helping Doug Lloyd become the next AG, all of these coattails probably is going to help Mike Rogers. This could end up being a straight Republican ticket poll. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The WTax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the WTax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. So just a lot of very interesting stories from over the weekend. Tigers won Friday. They won Saturday. But Justin Verlander had to go on the injury list. He had inflammation in his hip and didn't get to pitch Sunday Night Baseball on Peacock NBC. And as a result, we lost 5-3. Tigers had one inning where they completely fell apart, gave up four runs. I believe that was the fifth or the sixth, and they ended up losing 5-3. So, very, very, very interesting development over the weekend. I was so much looking forward to Justin Verlander pitching Sunday night national broadcast, but it wasn't meant to be. He went on the injury list for 15 days. They brought up Crater Montero. He did his best, just didn't pull it off. Well, today, Tigers are traveling down to, or over to, I should say, Minnesota. Mike Lindell's home state. He's running for governor there in Minnesota. And they're going to be playing the Twins tonight at 7:40. Casey Mize is going up for the Tigers. He pitched an awesome game. And then the Tigers bullpen gave up his lead, and he ended up being a no decision. Well, Casey goes again tonight against a right-handed pitcher for the Twins, Joe Ryan. He's pitching and has got a high earned run average already for the year. Good pitcher. We'll see how this goes. So, love the Tigers. Unfortunately, couldn't pull off the sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals. And heading into tonight's game, the Tigers are 4 wins and 5 losses. The Twins, 3 wins and 6 losses. So it's going to be a division game series starting tonight. They're in Minnesota again for Tuesday, and they're going to be there on Wednesday as well. Let's see. No, 4 games. I'm sorry. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. First 3 games at 7:40. Thursday, the getaway day. They'll be playing at 1:40 in the afternoon. Well, we're excited because, again, we keep talking about the 4 Saturdays in July. I want to make sure you mark your calendars for these events. It's going to be phenomenal. 4th of July, America's 250th birthday. Mark Farner's American Band will be the main band playing at Liberty Mountain, USA. Fireworks display, it's going to be awesome. Friday, July 10th, Saturday, July the 11th, Iron Pig. Their fun days there at the Iron Pig in Gaylord. Saturday, March 18th, the Fun Shoe Pig Roast in our Antrim County. The governor candidates will be there just a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary election. If you'd like tickets to that, the website is acconservatives.org. You can text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to get your tickets in advance. Tickets are on sale already. Officer Rick, Nick Wallace, a few others have already bought their tickets. It's going to be a great event here in Antrim County, Central Lake, Michigan. Bring your firearms, bring your ammunition. You can sight in your deer rifle out at the deer range. The handguns will have the pin shoot set up for bowling pins. See how good you are knocking those down. And then the kids, they'll be trained in firearm safety. We have range safety officers with a handgun 22 rifle. They'll be trained in firearm safety. They'll shoot both of them and then put their name in the hat, drawing two firearms. John Palmer, pig farmer, Palmer Farms in Onaway, has went out and purchased a new 22 rifle with ammunition. And Nick Wallace, he went to Curtis Gunsmithing and picked up a brand new 20-gauge shotgun. Two lucky kids are going to go home with new firearms. Parents must be present for the kids to get the firearm training and be in the drawing. Security guards will check your ID, because on the website is a donate button. You click on the yellow donate button. You make the donation for your tickets. Adults are $40. Teenagers are $20. 12 and under are free. You'll make your donation. You'll get an email from us from our PayPal account. That will be your receipt for your as your ticket. You print out the email or take a picture of it on your cell phone. And then lastly, last Saturday, July 25th, again back at Liberty Mountain, Ted Nugent is coming and doing a big fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county parties in the state of Michigan. Tickets are on sale already, libertymountainusa.com. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado touched down Saturday, 2 miles northeast of Willis in Wayne County. The tornado was on the ground for 3.25 miles, reaching a maximum width of 200 yards. Multiple trees were uprooted, telephone poles were snapped, and a large barn wall was blown out. There were no reports of serious injuries. An EF1 tornado has maximum wind speeds of 100 miles an hour. Flooding impacted many Michiganders over the weekend as severe rainfall rolled through the area Friday and Saturday. Many major roadways experienced flooding, leading to several highways, including portions of I-69, being shut down until the water receded. The Tigers game Saturday was called after one out in the ninth inning because of the heavy downpour. The rain continued into early Sunday morning, leaving high rivers and water-covered yards. The Michigan Wolverines are one